And Vincent and Daniel from Midnight Juggernauts have swung by the Triple J tent here backstage, just behind the Super Top. Thanks, guys, for dropping. I could tell you guys had the headphones on. You were analysing your performance from a couple of years ago, weren't you?
That's funny. We just put out that record for... It's 2 years ago. That's Dystopia.
And when it came out... It wasn't even out that day.
It wasn't even out yet. Yeah. And that, I think that may have been one of the first times we ever played that song. I sounded really drunk. Actually, I was really drunk. I remember having a really good time that show, though. But that was like early days. And since then, we've been around the world playing like thousands of shows. Yeah. We've kind of improved. I don't drink as much Jägermeister before a gig, I think that's a good thing.
That's very bold to kind of, before you've kind of really nailed the song and you're still working it out, to have a few drinks before you hit the stage.
Yeah. And tonight we're playing a lot of new songs, so they could be a bit shaky, but hopefully... You come back in 12 months' time.
This is going to be kind of like this deja vu cycle. You're just going to keep on coming back to Triple J. We're going to go, this is what you sounded like, and this is how you do it now.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's talk about it, Vincent, because you guys are obviously going to be debuting quite a few new songs tonight, I'd imagine.
Yeah, we've been in the studio for the last few months and just writing and recording this new album. So and tonight is the first time we're going to play them live, so... hopefully it'll go down well. A little nervous, but excited at the same time. So.
How are you feeling, Daniel?
I think it's gonna be all right. We did a lot of rehearsing before the festival, just so that they would sound okay. And I think it's gonna be really cool. Like, we've played a lot live over the last year, as Vin was saying. So I think we've improved as a band playing live. So yeah,
so cool. Splendor in the Grass is our testing ground. So we're gonna they're guinea pigs. We're gonna play it the first time in front of, like, what is it, 8,000, 7,000 people. So it's, I don't know if that's a good move, but we're going to do it.
And of course, if reaction's not good, you go back and you go, maybe this shouldn't be on the album.
Well, we were talking, when we were thinking about what songs we were going to play, we were originally going to do three, and we're like, oh, no. We started rehearsing six of them. We're like, oh, we'll do five. And now I don't know if that's such a good idea. No, but it'll be fine. I think, I'm just kidding.
Well, the guys from Kakopi who are here just about half an hour ago, they were really excited because I don't think they've heard much of the new stuff that you've been doing. I don't think you've given them any inclination of what it sounds like, but they're DJing either side of you, so they'll get a chance to actually scrutinize, I guess, and sort of compare. But is all the live stuff that you have done, has that affected the sound of what you guys have done now in the studio?
Definitely, yeah. It's I think this record, it's an evolution. Like, it still sounds like us, but I think it's very influenced by, you know, playing lots and lots of shows.
So is the energy different? Does it sound a lot different to Dystopia and Energy?
Yeah, yes. It's definitely more, it feels more like a live, raw monster now. Like, before, it's like we were in our home studio playing with all our toys, and it still has that element. Like, we love the kind of... soundscapes you can create with synths, but it's like has more of a kind of raw feel to it, and I think it'll cross over to the live stage.
I think probably more like what we're like live, I guess.
Yeah, right. And when are we going to get new material? Like, when are we physically going to get something to play?
Pretty soon.
I think we're going to put out a new single like really soon.
Yeah, it's literally
no.
Because we flew in to Byron last night, and during the day we were still like working on this song. So.
Oh, so it's still that fresh. I had the feeling you had kind of finished. Completed,
oh, it's pretty much
mixed.
Done. I think we've got I think we're going to drop a new song in probably a month and a half.
Okay. Yeah. Just because I will be watching you, what's the name of the new song? Just so I can kind of know which one it is.
They don't have titles yet.
Oh, that one does. That one has a title.
Okay.
This is the first time it's ever been mentioned. It's called...
Attack of the Killer Daniels.
No, it's called This New Technology.
This New Technology. Okay, so that's going to be the new single in hopefully about a month's time. But you're going to definitely do that live tonight.
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, and are you looking then at next year for the album? You're not going to race it out this year?
We'll see how it goes. Like, we'll definitely put out singles this year, and then but it could be early next year. But we'll see.
It depends on so many factors. Like, there's the whole overseas thing.
I'm getting the feeling that there are a few variables you haven't quite nailed yet.
It's kind of tough. If it was just Australia, we would put it out right now.
Yeah.
But it's like the last album we did. It's like we kind of have to focus on the rest of the world and all the different territories. We put it out in Australia first, and then we kind of had to put it out in other countries, like territory by territory. And sometimes there's like a 6-month gap. And this time around, we want to make sure that it
coincides. Yeah, everywhere.
Even though we will probably release it in Australia first, slightly, just because, you know, we're Australian, we love Australia, and we'd like to put it out here first, but it probably won't be a big gap.
Yeah, of course. If you put it out overseas, we'll just download it from overseas, won't we?
Exactly. Yeah.
It's not a smart move.
It's the way of the world.
Are you guys going to play? Are you going to do any sort of tributes to anyone in particular tonight on stage? There's word going around there. Could be someone.
I mean, we try to mix it up for shows. Like, sometimes we'll just do stupid covers to amuse ourselves. And we'll see. We'll ask for requests and people...
It's like karaoke. Karaoke.
Yeah, sure, that goes well in a big stage in front of 10,000 people.
Yeah.
You can really hear what they say back, can't you? What would you like to hear next? No, but you guys, have you been doing some tributes to Michael Jackson at all?
I mean, we've played around with different. Every time there's a famous celebrity which dies, we have to do the.
that's kind of pretty dark.
I'm just trying to think if anyone's died in between Michael Jackson dying and now. I can't think of anyone. But you know, Paul Dempsey covered Billie Jean earlier today. So
okay, cool.
Anyway, you've got that to live up to. Apparently, it was a real highlight in the GW McLennan stage. I better let you guys get ready for the gig tonight. Midnight Juggernauts, Daniel and Vincent, thanks for dropping by. Look forward to the new stuff.
Yeah, cool. Thanks man.
And This Is the New Technology is at least one of the new songs you're going to be playing tonight.
Yeah.
You heard it here first on Triple J. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.